There's something very special about the month of November.
Come on.
November is by far the best month of the year, in my opinion.
By my.
We transition to our heavier coats and hats because the weather begins to change, doesn't it? It's a month of Thanksgiving. Every day should be a day of Thanksgiving, but we focus that Thursday to give thanks to God for what God has done for us in November. November is also a time we begin to think about the holy souls and those who've transitioned and moved on. And yes, great people are born in November. Can I be a witness of two or three? Anybody born in November? Don't hate on us.
All right.
But seriously, November in the church's calendar is a month dedicated to Black Catholic history.
Come on.
In this house, we celebrate whose we are and whose we are all year long.
Amen. Yes.
Authentically Black and truly Catholic.
Come on.
With no confusion between the two, I can bring my full Black self to church and praise my God in the Catholic tradition.
Come on.
And this month, we focus on the gifts that we bring as Black people to the church. Gifts of joy, expression,
come on,
holistic prayer, something unique that other spaces do not have.
Come on.
Amen.
Nothing wrong with saying amen in God's house.
Amen. Come on, yeah.
Nothing wrong with stomping your feet in God's house. Nothing wrong with standing up and giving God praise and thanks if God has touched you in some way in God's house.
Come on.
But the specific gift that comes to mind today is a gift of community. As a people who are deeply rooted in Africa, community is something so sacred to us. You see, when they brought us to this land, one of the most important things they did was separate the family.
Lord have mercy.
The sickness of slavery was you gotta separate folks. Mom here, dad there, grandmom over there, kids in other places. So community is much more than mom, dad, a couple kids. It's family.
Come on.
Who knows what I'm talking about when I talk about community being family.
Come on.
You see, where I grew up, church was family. You were somebody's child. That's somebody's mom, somebody's dad, your family. And yes, even on the street, we had no problem being family.
Come on.
Yes.
We've lost that sense of community.
Yes.
Where folks would say, don't do that because it's the wrong thing to do. Don't do that. And you respected your elders. Y'all ain't with me this morning.
Come on.
Community. Community is based on something much more than just me. It's like mom saying, don't eat all of the cereal and the milk. There's somebody behind you.
Come on.
Like somebody saying to you, make sure you do this because it's important to that person. It's called community. I am because you are.
Yes.
You are, therefore I am. That's called the proverb of community. And community means if I have something, I share it with you.
Amen. Amen.
Because you are my sister and my brother.
Yes.
That wonderful line from the great Sister Mary Scullion, none of us are home until all of us are home.
Amen.
That's community church. And specifically in a Christian context, community is based on Christ. If Jesus Christ is your rock, if Jesus Christ is your salvation and your light, if he is your all and all and the source of your strength, you recognize what he's done for you.
Yes, yes. Come on.
But you see, I'm gonna forgive you because I've been forgiven.
Yes.
Right. I'm gonna love you because I've been loved. Because that's the rock we stand on. I don't even have to really like you to recognize the connection we have together.
Come on.
Because in no way, I don't really see the word like in the scriptures.
My mind.
But love one another.
Yes.
Yes.
Care for one another.
Yes.
Treat everyone like you want to be treated.
Amen.
I say all that today, not to give you a treatise on black spirituality, but it comes from God's word. The prophet Malachi says that all this is going to come down. The days are coming, blazing like an oven, where the proud and all evildoers will stumble. There's going to be a harvest coming, church. This is going to end. Things of this world will not last. The old folks said it right. You can't take it with you. And sometimes before the funeral is over and the repast, folks already got your stuff. You know I'm right, right? Can't take it with you. How many families don't speak today because something happened way back when I didn't get enough stuff? Can't take it with you. But Jesus reminds us in the gospel today, and he talks about how beautiful the temple is. Yes. But they will come. Not a stone will be left on top of another stone. It's going to come down. And that's why it's so great to speak of a tradition where we understand that church is not a building.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
You need buildings, don't get me wrong.
Yes.
You want a building that's clean.
Yes.
Yes.
That accommodates people's needs.
Yes.
That's warm yes. in the winter.
Yes.
And cool in the summer.
Yes.
This is not church. One day, it won't be
my mind.
True.
But what will be here is the love and the care and the love of community. Yes, we need to take care of God's house.
Come on.
You can have the best looking house. But if folks don't love each other, if folks don't care for each other, if folks don't take care of each other, that's not church.
Come on now. Come on.
It's a nice house. But a house is not a home.
Nope.
My mind.
Unless there's some love there. So the idea of community is something sacred. We need to celebrate not just in November, but every day, every month of the year, to build up community. And that begins simply by having conversation with each other and going against the nasty tide of our national discourse to talk at each other, to tweet things about people, to say nasty things on social media about people. Let's talk to each other as human beings.
Amen.
Together.
Amen.
That's community.
Come on, come on.
And when we come into God's presence and we sing songs like, "Lift the Savior up, he is worthy to be praised," it reminds us with church, with family. And if we continue to harbor thoughts that are not focused on the Lord, what are we doing here? I can pray at home. I can sing at home. When I come into God's house,
come on.
When I come into God's presence, the importance of seeing each other as sister and brother in Christ, that's what it means to be church. That's what it means to be church. As for me, as pastor, for 21 years, I've tried to bring people closer to God.
Yes.
Not trying to separate people. You can come, you can't come. You get some, you don't. That's not my theology. Whoever crosses those doors, I try my best to find a space where you're welcomed here.
Amen.
You might have been here for weeks or months or years. You're welcomed. And I'm glad you're here. And I pray that something happens to you in this space that reminds you you need God in your life.
Yes, amen. Yes.
I don't know about you, but it's hard out there trying to be a Christian. You might get it all mapped out together, but I need God's grace and God's mercy to order my steps and wash my tongue and make me on the path that leads to holiness of life. I need Jesus. This is not something for just the good and the privileged. Oh, you come to this table and you cry out, give me Jesus.
Come on.
It's medicine for those of us who are sick.
Yes.
Anybody need a doctor in the house?
Come on.
Oh, I need Jesus who will heal my weary soul. It's that same Jesus that tells that little child today, safe in the arms of her daddy, with the love of her mom, and a big brother watching over.
Come on.
Uh-oh. You will never be the same again. Why do we baptize babies? Baby can't make their own decision. Baby can't say I want it and don't. Why? Why not just dedicate the child and let them make their own decision later on? In our tradition, we baptize because we want that child from the very beginning to have that touch of Jesus.
Yes.
To know, even in infancy, no weapon formed against you can prosper. God's got you in the palm of God's holy hand. You are marked and sealed in the sign of the cross. Anointed as David was to be a princess in God's community, in God's kingdom, to be reminded to her parents that child belongs to God.
Yes,
amen.
That's God's property. When we hurt and mistreat and abuse the little ones, God has a switch for you that will hurt you from hair to toe. Don't mess with the babies. Reminds you to take care of that child. The same way you take care of her health needs, educational needs, physical needs, why not take care of the spiritual needs?
Amen.
To make sure she understands she's part of a community. Community. Not a building, not a club, but something that's founded on Jesus. To know, to the family, to the friends, that she's called to walk in the light of Jesus.
Amen.
not just in November when great things happen, but throughout the year. St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church is alive and well.
Yes.
Not because of how beautiful this space is, but when we love each other and we care for each other and forgive each other, and continue to build upon Christ the solid rock, then we'll be that city set on a hill. And folks will say, they love each other.
Yes.
And that's church.
Come on.
That's church. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
I'm not talking about a building. I'm not talking about a wall. I can't talk to this wall. It's not going to talk back to me. You can stand up and say the church say amen.
Amen. Yeah.
The kingdom of God is among you.
Amen.
Church say
amen.
Amen. Amen.